I would say this is a very juicy Gemara over here. Lots of delicious juice. You have to squeeze it. Chazal say that the Yidden are compared to olives. Just like olives, you have to, in order to get the good stuff, you got to squeeze hard. Just like olives, you got to squeeze them hard. So too, Yidden have to be squeezed hard to get the good stuff out.
Just a required taste.
What was that word?
What?
Rabbi Yisai, the Gemara is baffled by Rabbi Elazar. Umi Amar Rabbi Elazar Hachi. Is it possible that Rabbi Elazar really said such a thing? How could Rabbi Elazar have said, "I'm going to pesach pesukim"? If the very same Rabbi Elazar said, "Ein ishan esaras abayla elal iske kinu v'stira," and the Gemara has a little bit of a problem with what in the world he was talking about. Ma'aseh shalai. What's the ma'aseh shalai? Okay, we cleared that up. Mikom makom kasha. We have a stira. Let's try to understand what the stira is in Rashi. Rashi doesn't say it so clearly, but the way we understood in Rashi, based on Sukkos David and others, is relatively simple. One Rabbi Elazar says, "Ein ishan eseres abayla el iske kinu v'stira." You need to have kinui. Kinui is a necessary component of the iser. Anyone need a pen?
Yes.
He needs his pen. Who took the gold pen?
That's a gold pen.
I have a pen.
Gold. You want to put
that? Yes. I have a blue pen. I have a stop shirt.
Rabbi Elazar says, "Ein ishan eseres abayla el iske kinu v'stira." You need kinui. You have to. You're not usher without kinui. The other Rabbi Elazar says, "Omer pesach pasuach matzasi nam ala yisraelav." There's no kinui over there. So how could Rabbi Elazar say usher? What would be in the Gemara's Havamina if a man saw his wife be mizana with his own two eyes? According to Rashi, at this moment, if there was no kinui, what would be the din?
Mutter.
Mutter. Why? Because there's no kinui. So how can Rabbi Elazar say, "I'm a pesach pasuach matzasi nam ala yisraelav"? At best, he's saying that I think she was not a besula. Even if she's not a besula, even if you would have seen it with your own two eyes, it would be mutter. Why? Because there's no kinui. That's the Gemara's question, according to Rashi.
Let's say a guy.
If
the guy saw before he got married, and he realized he saw...
She's not usher if she's mizana before he got married. It's only if she's tachtav, berot. Why do you need kinui? Sukkos David says, because the isser that a baal has to his wife is isser of the merida, the rebellion. The rebellion. Maybe we would have thought that this the rebellion is only a complete rebellion if he told her not to do it, and she defies her husband. So there's a kinui and then there's a bia. That was the Havamina. The Gemara says, so then how could Rabbi Elazar say, "Omer pesach pasuach matzasi nam ala yisraelav"? This is Rashi. Tosfos seems to say differently. Because according to Rashi, would we have a problem with the braisa that says, he comes in and says, "My wife, I married my wife," and she says, "I didn't"? It's like that would have nothing to do with our conversation. Our conflict in Rabbi Elazar is about kinui and stira, nothing to do with a man who says, "I married my wife." It's no shaychus. I wouldn't ask that question. Tosfos seems to be learning totally different. Tosfos seems to be learning that stira in Rabbi Elazar is as follows. Our Rabbi Elazar says, "I'm a pesach pasuach matzasi nam ala yisraelav." Can a man aser a woman based on his own word just by saying what he says? What does it seem from our Rabbi Elazar over here? Yes. The other Rabbi Elazar seems to say, no, you can't aser based on your own words. It doesn't work. It doesn't work on your own words. And if that's the stira between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Elazar, so then how could a man say kidashtich and create the iser based on his own words? That's Tosfos' kasha. Because Tosfos understands the conflict between Rabbi Elazar. One Rabbi Elazar says you could aser with your own, and the other Rabbi Elazar says it doesn't work. you need to have Eidim. And Tosis qualifies and explains what the steer is. He says, this that Rabbi Elazar says you need to have Eidim, he doesn't mean you need to have Eidim to clarify. You don't need to have Eidim levirure. You need to have Eidim lekiyume. Which means that we understood in the Havamina of the Gemara, black on white, according to Tosis, a man saw with his own two eyes his wife be mezaneh, and he knows she was mezaneh. Would he be usher on her? No, why not? Because no Eidim. Again, according to Rashi, would he be usher on her in the Havamina? No, why? No kinoi. According to Tosis, would you be usher on her? No, why? No Eidim. So each one is seeing something here, but they're seeing different things. So the case of Omer Pesach Pesuch Matzasi Nemel Yisraelov, is there kinoi? The case of Omer Pesach Pesuch Matzasi Nemel Yisraelov, is there kinoi? No. Is there Eidim? No. So Rashi learns the kasha was, what do you mean? How you need kinoi? There's no kinoi. Tosis learns the kasha is, what do you mean? You need Eidim? There's no Eidim.
Can he even start with another Eid?
Can he himself? No, I don't think so. He's going to get a little
Yeah, but he's going to get a little bit but Tosis right now. It's not for.
Doesn't make a difference. Okay.
Right, Rashi for sure goes the same bite as Tosfos that even if the guy sees it, meaning Kiyume, you need Kinoi.
Rashi?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need that. Also, yeah. I mean, even if he sees it, if there's no Kinoi
here, that's it. You need Kinoi. Okay. Rabbi Sai, in Rashi, the Gemara is very clear. And that's usually the way it goes. Rashi takes the Gemara very, very on face value. He likes the text. What does the second Rebbe Elazar say? Eina isha ne'aseres al baila el al iske kinoi v'stira bilvad. Where do you see the fact that you need kinoi in that statement? That was a klutz kwasha. He says kinoi. So it's very. So going to Rashi, it's very clear. I see the conflict. He says Pesach Pesuach. He says Eina isha ne'aseres al baila el al iske kinoi v'stira. So you need kinoi. According to Tosfos, it's really a little bit like Shver. One Rebbe Elazar says, I'm a Pesach Pesuch Matzasi Nehem Ela Yisraelav, that he can aser. Somehow in the other Rebbe Elazar, we're going to see you need Eidim. Where do you see in the other Rebbe Elazar that you need Eidim L'kiyume? What does he say? Let's see the words. Eina Isha Neseres Al Baila Elal Iske Kinoi V'stira Bilvad. Where do you see that you need, where does he say anything about needing Eidim? Where do you see Eidim? What is he saying about Eidim?
Kinoi.
What?
Kinoi doesn't work without Eidim.
What is the iske?
Where do we see that you need Eidim lekiyume? Just says Yishas not asra on baila unless there's iske kinoi vestira. What? That's what he says. How did Tosis understand the Gemara's question? The Gemara has like a stira. What's the stira? According to Rashi, the stira is very clear. He says you need kinoi. He seems to say you don't need kinoi. According to Tosis, we prove that the kash is, he says you need Eidim. He says, where do we see Eidim? And Eina Isha Neseres Al Baila Elal Iske Kinoi Vestira. I don't see where we see it exactly.
Tosis already knows the maskana, half the maskana, that kinoi stira is with Eidachar. So you need something extra. I mean, Tosfos knows you need two Eidim. Rabbi Elazar is coming to say in the second one, a chiddush, that with one Eid, kinoi v'stira works.
Okay, so I'll get back to you, Chesed. I'll get back to you, okay? I'm going to get back to that. So I think you could learn, perhaps like the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer understood what is kinoi v'stira accomplish. We asked, where the Eidim l'kiyume? The stira is Eidim l'kiyume. It's kind of like what Daniel was saying. That's what it means. Kinoi v'stira. Stira is Eidim l'kiyume. Even though they don't actually see the Maisa, but Heine Eidi Yuchad, Heine Eidi. It's like you see that. It's as if you have Eidim l'kiyume. So Eidim Shneseres L'Baila El Iske Kinoi v'stira. You need to have Eidim. Well, how many Eidim you need for Stira? You need two Eidim. Maybe that's what it means. It's still not very. It's not very clear. Ikar Chaser. According to the Tosfos HaRashba, it's even more Ikar Chaser. But Chesed was mechaven to the Tosfos HaRashba. This is the way the Tosfos HaRashba translates what Rabbi Elazar said. Eina isha ne'aseres al baila shaloi bo be'edim el al dekina v'stira. Rabbi Elazar is saying the only way you could be usher without edim is with kinoi v'stira. That's the way the Tosfos HaRashba reads it. So what do we see that you need? Edim. If you have iski kinim estir, says Reb Chaim, well, that's a different tumah. Different tumah. But eina ish and aseres al baila without edim, only with kinim estir. So, okay, it's even more ikar chaser. It's like, doesn't say it really. Like, it's not so mefurish over here in the Gemara that in this Reb Elazar that you need edim. But somehow, Tosis is learning, we need edim over here. And that was the havamim of the Gemara. If a man would see his wife be mezana, Tosis says it practically black on white. If a man would see his wife be mezana in the havamina, and he knows and there's no edim, it's mutter. And it might not even practically. It's mamish black on white. A filu ro adam shazinta ishto rak shel hayasham edim lohaysen neseres alav. We need edim l'kiyume. It doesn't make a difference because it can't be shavi anafshe unless there's edim l'kiyume.
We don't believe.
Doesn't do with believing you. That's do with edim l'kiyume. Doesn't do with believing you. Even a person saw with his own two eyes, it's not going to be usher. Why not? Because there's no edim l'kiyume. In order to create usher, you need a man, a woman, and you need edim. Yeah, shavi anafshe just says we will believe you about what you're saying, but I'm saying there's no edim. The Ritzvah is a third mahalach, my friends. The Ritzvah says, that is crazy to say that a man sees his wife be mazane and she's not usher to him. What in the world? Why should she not be usher? The Ritzvah has a real hard time with Tosis. Tosis have, I mean. Says the Ritzvah, but it means it's as follows. Gora means the following thing. Eina isha neseres abala ela al iske kinui vestira. Kinui vestira is when I know for sure she's usher, or when I think maybe she's usher. Maybe she's usher. So what the Gemara is saying is, to asher an isha may suffik, what do you need? Kinui vestira. To an asher an isha may suffik, you need kinui vestira. She'ein isha neseres al baila bebezdin bishum safek ela de iski kinu vestira. In order to asur isha may safek, you need kinu vestira. That's the process of asuring me safek. What would be if a man walks in and says Pesach pasuach matzasi? Is he saying vaday asur?
Yeah.
Vaday asur?
No.
He's
not even saying that.
No, tachtov ein tachtov. Asin einis ratzin. He's not saying vaday. Is she going to become usher? Was there kinu vestira? No. Why are you usher? Eina isha neseres al baila may suffek. Ela bekinu vestira. Yidi kinu vestira, asher may suffek. So we have three pshatim in the Gemara. Rashi's pshat is, the Gemara was saying you need kinoi in order to make the merida. Tosis's pshat is you need edim in order to make the kiyume of the... And the reason pshat is you need edim, you need kinu vestira, levirure. The way to be mavarid is only with kinu vestira, not with other sveikas. Other sveikas will not answer. Now, to be clear, according to Tosfos, according to the Ritva, we could have made a case in Rabbi Lazar if you wanted to, where there's no suffik. What would it be according to Rabbi Lazar if an Eishes Kohen got married p'chusim ibas gimel shanim v'yoyim echad? An Eishes Kohen got married p'chusim ibas gimel shanim v'yoyim echad. What? What'd you say? We mean that a girl married a Kayan and she got married less than 3 years old. Is there a suffix of tachtov, lav tachtov?
No.
Is there a suffix? It's Kayan. Suffix of einus and ratzen?
No.
No. So he comes in and says, Pesach Pasuach, is it a suffix? No, it's a vada. So we could have crafted, in a case of Rabbi Lazar, a way where it would be a vada, but that's not what the Gemara did. So the Gemara is, you're right, we could have, we could have twisted ourselves around in order to avoid this problem. But the Gemara is like, come on, that's not what Rabbi Lazar is talking about. Let's be serious. So, if Rabbi Lazar is saying, you asur me suffik, we don't find you asur me suffik. Okay. Comes along Rabbi Kiva Eiger. And Rabbi Kiva Eiger asks, just one more thing, hold on. One more nakuda. According to the Ritva, would we have a problem with who Omer Kidashtich? Is that going to be a conflict here? Why not? Because that's Vadai. He's saying, we definitely married. Vadais are not in the discussion. For sure, if he's saying, I know for sure it's Aser, it's Aser. It's just Pesach Pesuch, he's saying, I'm not sure. kinah v'stira, I'm saying I'm not sure. One Gemara says you need kinah v'stira in order to make you usher not sure. One Gemara says you could be usher not sure even. Okay. Comes along, Rabbi Akiva Eger, and asks an awesome kasha on Tosfos. Here to the kasha. I always say, live this kasha. According to Tosfos, in the Havamin of the Gemara, can Isha become Usser without Edom? No. If he himself sees his wife be Mazana, is she Usser? No. So what's Pshat in the Mishnah in Ksuvah Stach Beis Amar Alef? Why do we want a Besul to get married on Wednesday? Shim Haya Laitainas Besulim Haya Mashkim Le Bezdin. What do you want him to get to Bezdin for? Why do you want him to get to Bezdin? What? That's what Rashi says. That's not what Tosfos says. Hold on, that's not what Tosfos says. What did Tosfos say? Why do you want him to come to Bezdin? Eishes Koyin, Pruzim Bas Gimel. But so because he's tithing. So he's coming to Bezdin first. His tithing is not going to be Neman in the Havamina.
He's just coming to Usser himself. And then
he's not going to be Usser himself. There's no Edim.
There's
going to
be a Mutter and just till the
Edim. Huh?
He's going to be Mutter.
So, but Tosfos says the reason why we want him to come is because we want him to say Pes of Azur, and then he'll be Usser. That's what Tosfos learns. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger. If Tosfos would have learned like Rashi, that a Shem Yavo Edom might be fine. But Tosfos doesn't learn like Rashi. So, how does Tosfos learn the Mishnah, Daf Beis Amud Aleph? Rashi said, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, what's the reason why? Shem Yavo Edom. And Tosfos, how do we learn the Mishnah? So, and let me just bring out the question why it's strong. Tosfos is bothered. In the Havamino, what do you do with the Mishnah Kidashtich? In the Havamino, you do the Mishnah in our Sugya Masechta. Tosfos isn't like saying, I don't know, but we're not worried about that. Yeah, we are. We're worried about the Mishnah Kidashtich. So what about the Mishnah Daf Beis? What's with the Mishnah Daf Beis? How in the world in the Havamino did you learn the Mishnah Daf Beis? Your Havamina was that Isha will not become Usser even if she sees it unless there's Edom. A man walks in, even he sees it. Let's just say it. A man walks in and says, my wife was Mazana. Were there Edom? No, but I'm telling you she's Mazana. Too bad. Go home. So why are we setting him up? She should come to Bezdin? What for? What do you want him to come to Bezdin for? Isaiah Frecht Rebbe Kiva. He doesn't say a teretz. Kiva's going to say a teretz.
Same.
Think about it more.
Therefore,
what?
Therefore, the Mishnah there is like the Maskana.
Oh, so, how would the Havamina have learned that Mishnah?
That's the problem. That's why we don't have the Havamina.
That's not the problem. Because Tosfos says, how does the Havamina deal with the Mishnah Kidashtich? So, Tosfos wants to make the Havamina work with Mishnayos, right? Tosfos doesn't say, oh, that Mishnah doesn't make any sense anyway. It's okay. Tosfos is trying to work the Havaminas with the Mishnayos. So, how does the Havamina deal with the Mishnah Daf Beis? What are you reading? But that's not the way Rashi learns. That's not the way Tosfos learns. Only Rashi learns that way. He doesn't say that, but that's what you have to say. He doesn't say that. I cut out a piece of Rabbi Akiva Eger, okay? But what you have to say is, says Noyah, that in a Hanami, in the Havamina of the Gemara, we'll have to have a new Pshat in the Mishnah on that base. Is it possible another Pshat in the Mishnah on that base? It's possible. Who says another Pshat in the Mishnah on that base? Slide for Tosfos' pshat? Rashi. So in this Havamina, the Gemara would have had to re-understand that Mishnah, recalibrate what that Mishnah is doing. What's pshat in that Mishnah? Oh, that Mishnah must be Edom. But now that the Maskana, it's not going to be true, so Tosfos says, we're not going to come on to that Doichik pshat of Edom, for whatever reason Tosfos holds this Doichik. But in other words, this is all in flux. So that Achayra, that's what Tosfos is going to have to do, or else the Mishnah doesn't make any sense. Everybody said, but I have a problem. I got a problem. Which is, according to Rashi, what was the Havamina of the Gemara? What was the Havamina of the Gemara? What was the Kasha from Rebbe Elazar to Rebbe Elazar? You need Kinui. According to Rashi, how do you understand the Mishnah? Was there Kinui in the Mishnah? No. So according to Rashi, even your voyu edi, there's no kinoi. What's pshat in this Mishnah?
That's
the Gemara's next.
The Gemara's asking the question.
Slow down, buddy. Let me be dramatic for a second. Even your voyu edi, it's not going to help. Because Rashi holds the Havamina was that even if there's no kinoi, even if I see my own two eyes, even if Edom come. So what's going to be Pshat and Gemara in the Mishnah that base? That's the Kasha. It says Rav Noyam, according to Rashi, that's basically the Gemara's next question. Let's see the Gemara's next question. The Gemara says, Ulataymech! Kinoi vistira in Edim loy. You mean to tell me Edim won't work? It won't work if I have Edim. Says Rashi. Ulataymech Edim loy bitmia. Afilu yesh Edim shezinza shemein and aseres beloy kinoi. Haksiv ki matzo be'evas davar. V'oid hilanit pasa asura. Rashi could have brought a third makor. V'oid. The Mishnah that Beis Amen Aleph. He could have done that, but he has Pesukim. He doesn't have to go to a Mishnah. Rashi's bringing him a car from the... But Rashi's Ki'ilu saying, hey, hold on a second. Do Edim work without Kinoi? You know what I would have said? Maybe they don't work without Kinoi. Who said? You told me that the only reason she's Usher is because she has a Merida. Is it obvious to you? Would you say it's obvious that Edim are going to work without Kinoi? No. If I see it, it's not Usher. Why? Because you need Kinoi. So... Edom should be the same thing. So Rashi has to bring Makairis. You're right. It's not so simple. Rashi has to bring do Edom work without Kinoi? Oh, I got a Pasuk. I have two Pasukim. I have a Mishnah. And Rashi's like searching around because according to Rashi, the Gemara's Havamina was you need Kinoi. So then the Gemara is saying, if you're right, you need Kinoi, then you should need Kinoi by Edom also. You should. And I have a pasuk, it's not true. That's the way Rashi learns. According to the Ritva, the Gemara is going to be a little duck. We know the Ritva and then we get to Tosfos. What?
Is this steer and Rashi? Because earlier in the Amud, he said that it lacks a mappa, so probably that a mappa would be good enough for this.
I'm not sure what you're referring to, but it's too late. I know what Rashi's referring to. The Ritva is going to be a little bit of a problem. According to the Ritva, what was the Gemara's Havamina? That you can't aser misafek without kinoi v'stira. So what does the Gemara mean? Kinoi v'stira and Edim loy. Edim loy? Edim is not a suffek, Edim is a vadai. So what do you mean kinoi v'stira in Edim loy? We said you can't aser misafek without kinoi v'stira, not bevadai. So the Ritva addresses this. And he says something which is a little difficult. Says the Ritva, Elohachi kamar, kinoi v'stira in edim lebi'ila loy, techayshinon me'unsohi, v'haheich epshar, dehavadai kol she'idu she'nivala, mitzera v'chazoka beratzenu, de'ointso yesh lakol. Says the Ritva, the Gemara's question was, Kinoi v'stira in Edim, if you have Edim on a Bia, and you don't know if it was Beratzen or Bainus, what are you asking, Misafik or Mivadai? Misafik! Over there you're going to say it doesn't work! So he's injecting into the Gemara that when we say Edim Lo, we don't mean Edim that saw her Nivola. Well, Edim saw her Nivola, but they don't know if it was Ainus or Ratzen. So Edim are walking in and saying, Usher, we know for sure it's Usher. No. There's never Havamina, says the Ritva. If Edom says she's Usher, she's Usher. Edom says, look, I saw Abimazana. We're just not sure if it was Vainus or Ratzin. We don't know. We couldn't tell. That case, of course she's going to be Usher. Misafik. That's the way the Ritva is. But according to Tosfos, this Gemara is Mamish Apella. According to Tosfos, what was the Gemara saying? Rebbe Lazar, you're saying Pesach Pesuach works. Even though there's no Edim, you need Edim. Kinoi v'stira is, that the member of Kinoi v'stira says you need Edim. You need Edim. Edim l'kiyume. So what's the next line of the Gemara? Ulataymech. Kine v'stira in Edim loy. What in the world did you just say? Are you listening? Hello? I said you need Edim. You're saying, according to you, Kine v'stira should work. Edim doesn't work? No. Dingaling. I said Edim. That's what I said. What in the world is going on over here? There's no conversation. It's like were you awake? Did you hear what I just said? The Gemara is asking a stira. One Rabbi Elazar says you could ask her with Pesach Pasuach without Edim. The other Rabbi Elazar says you need Edim. Where does he say it? In the words, Ein Aish and Aseres Abayla Elal Iske Kinu Vistira. Somehow we see in those words you need Edim. Says the Gemara, according to you, Kinu Vistira works. Edim doesn't work. What? What are you saying? That's ridiculous. I was saying you need Edim. I wasn't saying you don't need. I wasn't saying Edim don't work. I was saying you need Edim. This line of the Gemara does not make sense according to Tosfos. According to Rashi, I say you need Kinu V'Stira. Yeah, you always need Kinu V'Stira? Yeah. Pesach Pasuach? No, Kinu V'Stira. What about Edim? Good question. Problem. According to Rashi, I got that. According to Tosfos, I'm saying you need Edim. Yeah, you always need Edim? Yeah, always need Edim. What about when you have Edim? Hello? Hello? I just said you need Edim. What in the world is he doing? So if you look, Tosis is going to have to learn. The Gemara is not really thinking that is the sheet of the second Rabbi Elazar. That's ridiculous. The Gemara is just trying to bring out a point from the language of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, "Ein ish and aseres abayla elal is kekina v'stira." Does he mention the words Edim? No. So you're saying he doesn't mention Pesach Pasuch. He doesn't mention Edim either. But of course Edim work. Pesach Pasuch also works. Why? But he doesn't say it? Pesach Pasuch is like Edim. Edim works, right? 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 Edim works. Of course, you said it. That's the whole thing. The whole thing is saying Edim works. And even though he doesn't say Edim. So if Edim works, Pesach Pasuch works. So it's really more of a rhetorical thing, according to Tosfos, than it is an actual suggestion. Maybe only Pesach Pasuach and not Edim. That's ridiculous. That's what I was saying. Edim. According to Rashi, maybe only Pesach Pasuach. Maybe I'm not Pesach Pasuach. I mean, maybe only Kinu V'Stira and not Edim, because Kinu V'Stira has Kinoi. You need Kinoi. That's that. I hear that. According to Tosfos, maybe only Kinu V'Stira because it has Edim and not Edim. If you look, I think it's Meduyak in Tosfos, what you're saying. Tosfos Dibra Maskel, Kinu V'Stira in Edim Loi. Tosfos says, Hochanami Deloi Oselim Ute Alpi Atzmai Deke Edim Dami Kim Deke Imle. Tosfos is basically just reading the next line of the Gemara, just paraphrasing in his own words. What exactly is Tosfos telling us here? What is Tosfos adding on this line of the Gemara? Kinu V'Stira in Edim Loi. Hachanami, that's the next line of the Gemara. Hachikamar. Tosfos is reading into, because of course the Gemara never meant Kinu V'Stira in Edim Loi. That line does not make any sense on its own. Those words make no sense according to Tosfos. Tosfos is saying those words just are a lead up. It's just preparing you for the next part of the Gemara, which is the same way you obviously agree that Edim work, because you said Edim work, because you said the whole thing is you need Edim. So do Pesach Pasuach works, because the same way it says Edim work, Pesach Pasuach works. This is the way Tosfos works. So Rabbi Yisai, Gemara comes to Askana. Gemara says, okay, let's understand what Rabbi Elazar said. Rabbi Elazar wasn't saying that Pesach Pasuach doesn't work. Of course Pesach Pasuach works. What's the Maskana? According to Rashi, what's the Maskana? We thought in the Hava Mina that what? You need Kinoi. What's the Maskana? You don't need Kinoi. You only need Kinoi in certain circumstances. Do you always need Kinoi? No. We thought, let me get this clear. This is a big aside. We thought Kinoi was a necessary component in the process of Isser. That part of Isser is the Merida, is the Kinoi. We thought Kinoi is a function of what's creating the Mal in the Isha. No. That's not what the Kinoi is doing. If he saw his wife be Mezana, is she Aser? Yeah. Yeah, for sure. If Adam saw his wife be mizanish yasser, yeah. But if we don't see, in order for us to have enough circumstantial evidence that we should be able to deduce that she was mizana, you need kinyan steer. That's the way Rashi was. It's a change in understanding kinyan steer and erech. A change in understanding what kinyan steer is. We thought kinyan was a chelek of the component of the iser. It's not. That's the way Rashi learns. How does Tosfos learn? The kinyan is just there in order to create the circumstantial evidence that she was mizana. It's to create the raglayim of her. It's not a component intrinsic in the iser. We thought it's there in order to be megadel, to create more and more of omal, create more of the rebellion against her husband. No. She's mizana, she's usher. If he sees mizana, usher. If Adam sees mizana, usher. It's just if we don't see, and we need to build a case against her, the kinyan stira will help you build a case. You only have an eid echad and kinyan stira. How does Tosfos learn? What was the havamina, my friends? According to Tosfos. But you need Edim Lekiyume. And if you don't have Edim, even if he saw his wife be mizana, is she Aser? No. What's the Maskana? What's the Maskana? Says Avi Shnei Weiss. The Maskana is you don't need Edim Lekiyume. It's not true. I never said that. You're just Edim Leverure. Mistake. You made a mistake. You do not need Edim Lekiyume. That's Avi Shnei Weiss's pshat. I'll ask Akasha on Avi. Why don't you need Edim Lekiyume? Do you need Edim Lekiyume on a get? Yes. Do you need Edim Lekiyume on a kedushin? Yes. Why don't you need Edim Lekiyume on a znus? But this is Davar Shebe'erva. Oh, says the Birkas Avraham, and says also Rabbi Kiva Edelman, Rabbi Yisrael, the Olam is Mamish Lomdish, Gevaldik. We said this previously. It's not because you're not doing a Chalois. Do you need Edim Lekiyume when a woman's husband dies? He's dead. Do you need Edim Lekiyume to make him dead?
No,
he's dead. If I want to make a Kedushin, I need Edim. I want to make a Gerushin, I need Edim. The issue was Mizaneh. I'm not making her anything. She was Mizaneh. So what Akiva is saying is that the Isser is Mikoyach the Metzias of the Znus. You're not making her Aser. The Znus made her Aser.
The Gerushin is Mikoyach the existence of the Get.
But there's no Get. There's no Get. The Get needs Eidos. There's no Znus. There's a Znus.
Kedushin.
There's no Kedushin.
If no one would see the Znus, Rabbi, would there be a Znus?
Kedushin what?
If no one would see it.
What?
Why do you need Kedushin
on a Yeah, because if there's a Bia, that's not a Kedushin. they cohabitated. That's not a Kedushin. There was a Bia. So, but it was saying that it's not the Bia that creates it. We need the Kedushin. A Kedushin needs Eidos. But over here, there's a Znus. So you could say the Znus doesn't answer. That's what Daniel is saying. The Znus doesn't answer. It's the Chaloy Shem Zoyna that answers. It's the fact that we, and that needs to, okay, this is, comes along Chesky and says, no, that's not the Maskana. Not like Avi Shnei Weiss. The Maskana was, Pesach Pasuach is Edim Lekiyume. Pesach Pasuach is Edim Lekiyume.
It's better than Rosh Hashanah also.
Wow. Pesach Pasuach Edim Lekiyume. It's better than the Lashon of the Gemara and the Lashon of Tosfos. Let's see Tosfos. This is Kinyan Steira in Edim Loi. Hachanami, Dolo Asa Limeute, Alpi Atzmai, Dike Edim Dami Kivan de Kimle. Ke Edim Dami Kivan de Kimle. It's like I'm Edim. Explain, Chesky. Chesky is Lashitase, Tois is Lashitase. If you learn Shabya Nafshe, we don't believe him, it's not real Birur. He doesn't really know what he's talking about, but okay, we'll play with him. You don't have Edim Lekiyume. There's no Edis here. But if you learn, Tosfos learns that Shavi Anam Shachetich Lissure is a Birur. It's an Eidos. Klapi himself, it's Eidos. So he is Edim Lekiyume. He's Edim for himself. So Klapi, his Isser, is going to be Edim Lekiyume. Aye, why doesn't Shavi Anam Shachetich work by all Isser? Because all other Isser are going to get it to everyone. Over here, Harim Pesach Pesuach Matzasi Neman La Yisra Olav. So on me, I have Eidos. That's all we need. Only answering on me. On me, there's Eidos. What? If he sees himself, that's Eidon Lekiume. And then that'll be the Eidon Lekiume. But what would be the following case? This is the nafka mina between Avi and Chesky. Let's say an Eid Echad sees a man's wife be Mizana. He sees a man's wife be Mizana. Is he going to believe in court?
No.
He's not going to believe in court. Now, that man comes to him and tells him about his Shalom Bayis issues. That means Shalom Bayis issues. Now, would he be giving him an Eitzah Toiva by telling him, I think you should get divorced? Why? He doesn't have to say anything about the, she was Mizana, she wasn't Mizana. Yeah, she's not for you. This woman's not for you. Go marry someone else. Now, let's say you're that person. You could say, listen, I know that he's usher on his wife. Bezdin won't believe me, but she was Mizana. I saw her being Mizana my own two eyes. So I know he's usher on his wife. And every single moment he's living with her, he's being over on it. Let me get him out of this relationship. So go find someone else, not for you. And you can tell him that you ask a Kabbalist and he saw in the Shemos that these are right, their names are wrong. Finish, end it, Gemara. If you hold like Avi Shneiwise, Avi saying, there's no Din Eidon Lekiume. She was Mizana, she's Aser. I went to Din Eidon Lekiume because it's a Metzias. The Metzias is not Aser. So I can't prove it, but if I can manipulate him out of this marriage, I should. I think according to Chesky, you need Eidim Lekiyume, either Eidim, or he himself says he's Eidim, but if I see it, I'm not Eidim Lekiyume, so she's not Aser. Pilei Plaim, she's not Aser. His wife will not be Aser on him. What you don't know doesn't hurt you.
Where's
the Kiyum? What? How could
he be his
only
Kiyum?
His friends.
How
do we
say now he's
Kimlai?
Right now you're
Kimlai
what? You're
Kimlai
Pesach
Pesuch,
not Kimlai the
Yisani
thing.
So you have to know what Eidon Lekiyume means. How exactly that works. But we'll see. I think that we're going to have Raya's. We have to see. Perhaps we're going to have Raya's. Not us. Says the Shoyul Umeshiv, the Shayas and Tshuva Shoyul Umeshiv. If a man knows that his wife is Mizana, don't tell him. Don't tell him. If you're 2-8 him, tell him. 1-8, don't tell him. So, don't tell the husband. A man knows his wife is Mizana, don't tell him.
Why can't you?
So it's a bit like this. I don't remember, I didn't see it inside recently. You could say don't tell him because you have no nemanis. So why you stam? You know he's not going to believe you. What? Maybe he will believe you. Maybe he will believe you. I don't know. But you know there's a famous story about Rav Moshe Feinstein. Under the chuppah, he's being mesarek kedushin. It's a famous story, and the mother of the chassan is crying and crying and crying and crying. And after a few minutes, she just whispers in his ear. She says to him, "This child is not legitimate. I can't do this." He's not Mutalova Bakal. It's a mamzer. Moshe says, "You have no nemanis," and he just went on with the condition. That was it. So on the one hand, maybe don't tell him because you have no nemanis. What are you doing? Don't mess around with it. But on the other hand, but according to Tosfos, it's even more than that. It's not that you have no nemanis. It doesn't make a difference if she was Mizana. She's not Aser. There's no Eidim, she's not us, sir. According to what we're saying in Tosfos. What does the Gemara say? Elohachi Kamar. Says the Gemara. Time a kinnim is to in Eidim. Lo Elohachi Kamar. Ein isha neseres abayla be'eid echad. Ela b'shne Eidim. A woman's not us to her husband with one Eid, only with two Eidim. The kinnim is stira. Ela be'eid echad. Nami. U'pesach pasuach kishne Eidim. Nami. So it's interesting. What does the Gemara mean? Ein ishin eseres abayla ela b'shnei edim. Just said, Ein ishin eseres abayla ela b'shnei edim. Kine b'stira afil b'ed echad. I thought you said she's not eseres b'ed echad. This like it's just the Gemara just contradicted itself one line after the other. Ein ishin eseres abayla b'ed echad ela b'shnei edim. Kine b'stira afil b'ed echad. So I thought you said it's not eseres b'ed echad. Now it is eseres b'ed echad. It's a very funny way of saying it. It should say, Ishna Neseres Abayla B'Shnei Eidim, V'kinu B'Stira, Filu B'Ed Echad. Eidim Ishna Neseres Abayla B'Shnei Eidim, V'kinu B'Stira, Filu B'Ed Echad. What's going on? So according to Tosfos, what the Gemara is saying is as follows. To create the Isur Lebaila Midin, that she was Mizaneh, you need two Edim, and two Edim are going to be Edim Lekiyume. Aye, how does Kinev Estira work? Says Reb Chaim, it's a different din. That's a different Shem Tumah. That works differently. And Chanami, it's not the same. Edim Eishan Esos Abayla Ela B'shnei Edim. Edim Lekiyume. Kinev Estira, that's a new Shem Tumah. That works differently. Kinev Estira is even better. Echad in Chanami, it's not the Rezach. That's the way that Tosfos learned. Rashi the Chor learns as follows. If you want to say bivadai osur, you need to eat him. If you want to say it's osur misafek, so then the kinestira filu be'ed echad. And if it's only osur mi raglayim ledover, it's only misafek osur, then it's be'ed echad. Pesach pasuach is shnei edim dami. Pesach pasuach is like two edim. Pesach pasuach is two edim. Says the Gemara b'chiteima. If you have a question, the Maisa Shaya, why wasn't she Asur? That story. The story of David. Hold on a second. We said why it's not Asur. It's not Asur because there was no Kinev Estira. That was only in the Havamina that we thought Kinev Estira is Ma'akif. But now that we're saying that you could ask her with two Edom without Kinev Estira, ask the Gemara, you could ask her with Pesach Pesuach without Kinev Estira, so then Ma'isashav, Ne'malo Asrua. Hold on a second, you're saying that now two Edom works? So why was she not Asr? Says Rashi, Mipnei Malo Asrua al David, Hare Edom Harbe Yadu. Why was she not Asr on David? Lots of Edom knew about this. Tosfos says Edom, there were no real Edom. No one saw it. So what do you mean it's Asur on David? Not because of Edim? Because it's something else. Why didn't David Asur it on himself? David was a tzaddik. So David knew what happened. So David should Asur it on himself. Forget about Edim. You don't need Edim. David himself should know it's Asur. He knows that he was Mezaneh. What? That's a very complicated thing. What happened over there exactly? But it says Tosfos he did tshuva, and he kept it the rest of his life. It doesn't seem like he did anything wrong with that. He did something wrong a long time ago. Okay, but now what he's doing is not necessarily he didn't continue to do it wrong the rest of his life. Correct the Tosfos Arash. Hold on a second. David knew about it. Did Uriah know about it? Did Uriah see it?
No.
In order to be usher on the boil. You also have to be also on the Baal. So how can we suggest it's also to David? If you go like Rashi, there is Edim. So the same way there are Edim for David, there are Edim for Uriah. Okay. But Tosfos is saying, no, it's also because David himself knows. Yeah, but it's not going to be also to David. It's not also to... This will continue with this and more, Be'ez Hashem, hopefully.